From PRI, Public Radio International, welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. This week, we invite you to join us for an hour of musical squawks, tweets, and chirps in a program of early music inspired by birdsong. Birds are nature's original songsters, and it's a rare musician who's managed to turn a deaf ear to their music. From medieval troubadours to avant-garde stylists, composers throughout the centuries have listened and sought to imitate the melodies of our fine-feathered friends. It's a musical aviary this week on Harmonia, including a bird-filled recent release by the Boston-based ensemble Musicians of the Old Post Road.
Thank you.
We heard lush viol consort music by William Byrd, a composer active in 16th and 17th century England. Byrd's surname, which is thought to be of Anglo-Saxon origin, may well have been handed down to him from some bright-eyed, sweet-voiced, bird-like relative. We heard the ensemble fretwork performing Byrd's Fantasia for Six. Some birds are graceful tunesmiths, others make do with clucks and chirps. Over the centuries, composers have labored to render all kinds of birdsong into melody. We'll survey ornithologically inspired music this hour on Harmonia, beginning with an offering by the late medieval composer and poet Oswald von Falkenstein. Der Mai mit Liebersal, or The Month of May Envelops the Entire Land, is based on a song by the Frenchman Jean Vaillant. In Falkenstein's version, we're transported to a cacophonous Tyrolean forest, complete with bird calls. We'll hear two renditions of Der Mai mit Liebersal, performed by the New London Consort. We'll hear the vocal original first, followed by a setting for keyboard performed by David Robleau. Galant hat mir schon groß gemacht, die Gan. Der Rausch folgt in den Nacht, mit großem Mund gemacht. Kleine Vogel, mein Kuckuck, mein Kuckuck, wie es brach. Kuckuck, Kuckuck, den Sehens gib mir, den will ich haben von dir. Der Hunger macht Lungen mir den Magen schier. Ach, hinne, du Welle, wenn so, ich schon wirklich deine Fee. Komm, Zeissel, Meißel, der Schluck, und wir singen. Und Tobi, 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 so, 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 so sing der Gott, du Kavava, Rako, so sprach der Rab, zwar ich seh, nur voll von Musik sein, das Singen mein, schau dein Herein voll sein. So sang die Lärsch, so sang die Lärsch, so sang die Lärsch, ich sing ein Dröstlein, ich sing ein Dröstlein, ich sing ein Dröstlein, das in dem Wald erklingt. In deren Zirren krachet, krachet und wackelt, hin und her, ich kann unser Verrohr. Zizitiko, macht die Kalise mit ihrem Gesang behob den Gral. Ob tja 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 Wolof, Wolof, Wolof! Wolof, seine Pindof, schindig Wölf und rügelig gut mein Mann mit jagen weißen Rogen in den Tal. Der Mann mit dem Tal, die Erd bedeckt, aber ein Pohle bin Berg und Tal. Aus der Seher Vogel ein Schal, der Klingen singen in hohen Hall. Galland hat mir schon drauf gelacht, die Gall. Der Bauch folgte den Nacht, mit großem Mund gemacht. Kleine Pogolei, Pogolei, Hore, wie es brach. Kuckuck, Kuckuck, den Sehens gib mir, den will ich haben von dir. Der Hunger macht Lungen mir den Magen schier. Ach, hinne, du Wellen, soll ich so fett das kleine Vieh. Komm, Zeissel, Meißel, der Schluck, und wir singen. Und Tobi, 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 so, 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 Fideli, 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 Fideli,
thank you.
Music recorded by the New London Consort, two versions of Oswald von Falkenstein's bird-filled song, Der Mai mit Liebertsal. We've heard how the human voice can imitate birdsong, but what kind of instrument best captures the trilling of a lark or the twitter of a goldfinch? Many composers have used recorders and flutes, two instruments with high, pure tones, as stand-ins for birds. Let's listen to how well these instrumental imitators do in two virtuosic works. First, we'll hear Marion Verbruggen's solo recorder imitating a nightingale in the Dutch 17th century composer Jacob van Eyck's set of variations on the tune Engels Nachtegaaltje, or the English Nightingale. After that, we'll hear baroque flute imitating a goldfinch in the last movement of Vivaldi's famous flute concerto in D major, nicknamed Il Gardellino, and performed here by Janet C. and the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra under Nicholas McGuigan.
Thank you.
pieces in which instruments ape birds. We heard Janet C., Nicholas McGuigan, and the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra performing the third movement of the flute concerto nicknamed Il Gardellino, or the Goldfinch, by Antonio Vivaldi. Before that, we heard Jakob van Eyck's variation set for solo recorder Engels Nachtigallje, recorded by recorder player Marion Verbruggen. To the eye, the nightingale is a small, drab bird, barely worth a second glance. But to the ear, the nightingale is a star, its song compelling, melodic, and incessant. In breeding season, unpaired males sing all night as well as during the day, giving rise to the bird's name as well as to thousands of years of poetry and song. Let's listen to how composers through the centuries have paid tribute to this bird, beginning with an anonymous work called Rossignol, or Nightingale, played here on recorders by the Renaissance ensemble Pifaro. It's easy to hear the sound of the nightingale in the sound of a recorder, but what about the harpsichord? In 1722, François Couperin proved himself up to the challenge of channeling the nightingale's song, publishing his famous work, Le Rossignol en Amour, or The Nightingale in Love. We'll hear a version by harpsichordist Noël Spieth, as well as Couperin's double, or more complicated version of the piece, in which the harpsichord is joined by flute and viola da gamba. Thank you. Two Nightingale-inspired tracks by the French Baroque composer François Couperin, performed by Noël Spieth and colleagues. We heard Le Rossignol à l'amour, and it's a double. The Chantilly Codex is one of our best sources for a highly complex 14th-century French style known as Ars Subtilior. Among the Codex's contents is a Nightingale-inspired virelet entitled Être du Rossignol, attributed to the composer Bollet. Bollet didn't seem to compose much else, and in fact his name may be an anagram of the slightly more prolific French composer Trébol. We'll hear the ensemble Des Chelis performing.
Oh,
a work from the Codex Chantilly, Et très doux rossignol, attributed to Borlée and sung by the Ensemble de Celis. Our playlist, podcast, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani, and this is PRI, Public Radio International. We'll stay in France and fast forward several centuries for our final Nightingale-inspired piece, Rossignol Amoureux, an arietta for soprano, flute, and violin and harpsichord, composed by the Baroque master Jean-Philippe Rameau and recorded by Les Voix Humaines.
Oh!
Rossignol's Amoureux, a piece by Jean-Philippe Rameau, performed by Les Voix Humaines. It's birdwatching season this hour on Harmonia as we survey music inspired by our avian brethren. It's undeniable that graceful melodists like the nightingale attracted the most musical admirers, but there's a musical place for ornithology's clumsier specimens as well. Let's begin with chickens. The Italian composer Tarquinio Merula immortalized the hen in his canzone La Gallina, in which the treble parts imitate chickens pecking. We'll hear a recording by Musica Florita. The musicians of Musica Florita, pecking through the canzone La Gallina, an instrumental work from the Italian Baroque composer Tarquinio Merula. From comedy to tragedy and chickens to ravens, a bird long associated with darkness and death. The English ballad The Three Ravens was first published by composer and collector of tunes Thomas Ravenscroft in the early 1600s, but it's likely older than that. In the ballad, three ravens sitting in a tree aspire to devour a dead knight, but the knight's body is spirited away by his lover before they can feast. Custer LaRue sings the ballad in this arrangement by the Baltimore Consort.
There were three ravens sat on a tree. Down in yonder green, there lies a
We heard Custer LaRue and the Baltimore Consort performing There Were Three Ravens, an English ballad published by the appropriately named Thomas Ravenscroft. Even our featured release this hour is for the birds. We're sampling tracks from Earthly Baroque, a late 2017 release by the Boston-based ensemble Musicians of the Old Post Road. It's an album absolutely chock full of birds, including renditions of several of the works we heard earlier in the hour. The album closes with a modern debut, the ensemble's reconstruction of a cuckoo concerto for flute in G major by Jean Frederick Lump, a German composer active in 18th century England. Let's hear two movements from that concerto, an adagio and an allegro.
Thank you.
two movements from John Frederick Lampe's Concerto for Flute in G Major, dubbed The Cuckoo, a premiere by the musicians of the Old Post Road from their 2017 release Earthly Baroque. More music, stories, history, recordings, and other information about the world of early music can be found in our Harmonia Early Music podcasts, online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia from PRI Public Radio International. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Ann Timberlake. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Wendy Gillespie and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ and engineer Rachel Boyd at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.
PRI, Public Radio International.